Pro Group Management. Workers' comp that works for you.
Welcome to Nevada Newsmakers. On the broadcast today, former United States Senator Richard Bryan joins us with his perspective for the whole show on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Safety. We all think about it. You think about it when he buckles in, when you check your mirrors and put away your phone. RTC thinks about safety too. In fact, we create it. Center turn lanes mean fewer blind spots. Bike lanes keep cyclists and you safe. Roundabouts reduce injury collisions, and all these crosswalks are designed to keep families like yours safe. Safety is your priority, and it's ours too. Every day, in everything we do.
Retail's impact on Nevada's economy? Enormous. 8,600 businesses, large and small, employing 145,000 workers. And last fiscal year, retail paid tax on nearly $60 billion in sales. We're the Retail Association of Nevada. We support retail. We help it grow. And we mean business.
RANNV.org.
Pro Group Management is the place where companies can find workers' comp solutions that are designed to meet their specific business requirements. As regulations evolve, Pro Group takes a proactive approach to clear the path to make sure your business stays ahead of the curve. Knowing your workers' comp program is optimized, you can focus on other important matters related to your growing business. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shan, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shan.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are always delighted to welcome back to the program former United States Senator Richard Bryan. Thank you so much for being back on the program, sir.
Always good to be back, Sam. I recall the first time over 30 years ago you brought your mom into my office when I was governor. So we go back away, as they say.
Yes, we do. Actually, you know what? It's ironic. I think the first time you and I met was at the Shy Clown when you were running for Attorney General, and I did an interview there for Tad Dunbar back in the day. I was a Cub reporter doing entertainment, and you were kind enough to hang around for about 45 minutes to do the interview. Happier days. Let's talk about your thoughts on the events of January 6th. What were your thoughts when you saw what was going on in the Capitol?
Sam, it's something that I never thought I'd ever see. It was just tragic, the intensity of the viciousness. It wasn't a protest, it was an armed insurrection. You know, we've always had differences of opinion, conflict, debates. That's what a democracy is all about. But this is something that I think has some long-term potential impact. You saw it, for example, recently in the statements made by the Republican chairman of the Nye County Republican Party. And I mean, it's just almost delusional. And I don't want to tar everybody by that brush, because there's some marvelous Republican public servants that I was privileged to serve with, the Bill Raggios and the Cliff Youngs, and going back even before that, Roy Torvinen, who chaired the Judiciary Committee, I was a freshman assemblyman. And well, I mean, it just seems like a different world. But there are some very good people of both parties who continue to serve the public well in Nevada, and I don't think we should lose sight of that.
As you were looking at the pictures from the Capitol, as a student of history, you know that there have been many incidences of shootings, knifings, goodness knows what else at the Capitol. Do you have faith in the ability of the country and of the Congress to recover from this? Was the fact that they went back to work that night to certify the election, did that give you comfort?
Well, I think that was an important statement by both the Democrats and Republicans that they were going to finish the job that they began. So the efforts of the, I call them rioters, insurrectionists, they were unsuccessful in doing what they were trying to do, which was to prevent the roll call, to overturn an election that by every standard known to politics was conducted fair, and the results were accurate. the former Attorney General of the United States, William Barr, who many have been so critical of because he acted oftentimes more like the personal attorney of the president, indicated that the results were fair. Republican governors, secretaries of state, let me say Barbara Sagaski here in Nevada, who I've known over the years personally, she was absolutely a stand-up person. I mean, I talked with her a couple times and she said she was under enormous pressure from the Trump people, but she indicated, and it was confirmed by every standard that I think in my years in politics, that the election results in Nevada were accurate, fair, and there was no evidence of widespread fraud. So I do, to answer your question, Sam, I think we can bounce back, but this is a dark period in American history. And what concerns me, not that there are divisions, we've always had those, but there are folks that are so far out there that believe that there's an international conspiracy of pedophiles trying to undermine the election process in America. There's no evidence to support that.
In the 1990s, we had bombings of the BLM in Nevada, if you recall, both in Carson City and Reno. We had in the 80s, the Bucket Brigade up in Jarbidge. It's not like these people didn't exist before. Do you draw any comparison between then and now, the difference being the internet?
Well, you're right. We have had episodes of violence that have occurred in the past. But the thrust of this violence was to overthrow an election, a presidential election. One of the hallmarks of American democracy has always been, unlike some of the countries in South America and other places in the world, that there was a peaceful transfer of power. You know, Richard Nixon, for all the criticism, there were really issues as to the election results in Illinois. But he made the decision not to contest those because he thought it would not be in the best interest of America's democracy. And obviously we have the situation when you had the Al Gore. He had a legitimate issue that the Supreme Court ultimately interrupted the count, as you'll recall, of the hanging chads, as we referred to them in those days, but nothing to the extent that we've seen here. The lack of faith in the process, I do think that the president is to blame for that, Sam. As you'll recall back in the summer, he was saying, the only way I could lose this election is if it's rigged. Now, this is before a single vote is cast, either in the primary or the general. And that continued downbeat of, it's been rigged. They've not counted the ballots, this Dominion voting machine that somehow it's been programmed to change the votes. Sam, this is just beyond the pale. I mean, we've never seen anything like that. There have been challenges. I recall the challenge to Howard Cannon and Paul Axtell, the Senate race. It was close, some controversy about some ballots that arrived late, but nobody claimed that there was a fraud, that there was a deliberate attempt to undermine the elective process. And that's what makes this, from my point of view, Sam, so different. And it's so deep-seated. It's not just a few people. There are millions of people out there. You saw it on the 6th of January, and now state capitals across the country, and of course, the capital of the United States. We now have hundreds of National Guards men and women from Nevada that are going to be back there joining their counterparts from other states. I mean, this is an extraordinary time that we live in, and I do think that the president's temperament and personality, which tends to be calm and reassuring, I do think we need that in American politics today. And hopefully he'll be able, working with the responsible men and women on both sides of the political aisle, to at least bring us back into a rational debate and discourse. That's what the Congress is all about.
There was no surprise that Mitt Romney came out discussing impeachment, but when Liz Cheney said that she would be in favor of impeachment, did that surprise you?
Well, I think that indicates that, I think what's happening, and obviously the Republican Party leaders can speak for themselves, but it seems to me there is a faction within the Republican Party that wants to distance themselves from the Trump governing style, let's put it that way. And there are others who want to continue to embrace the approach that President Trump has taken. That is yet to play out, although it does seem to me that there are more and more people that are trying to distance themselves, many of those who are strong Trump supporters now trying to distance themselves, as they should, from what occurred on January 6th. But I have to say, Sam, many of these people were enablers. They didn't speak out and say this is nonsense. Something like 140 Republicans in the Senate and in the House voted not to certify the results of the election. That's what's kind of alarming. That's a significant number of people in the United States Congress who have either embraced or at least acquiesced and accepted that as the results of the election. That's shocking to me.
All right, let's take a break. We'll come back with more with former United States Senator Richard Bryan after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
What do you count on? You count on your power every day. At NV Energy, we've always powered what's important to you. But we're not looking at the past. We're focused on the future. While our standards are high, our rates will remain low. And our commitment to renewables isn't just meeting standards, but leading the way. Because you can count on more than just your power. You can count on the company who brings it to you. That's our promise. You can count on it.
Penny, Dad? Why are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow, this stuff is great. People are gonna love it.
Yes. Yes, they were.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5x points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
I'm back on Nevada Newsmakers. We continue our conversation with former United States Senator Richard Bryan and a member of ATO, I am told. So we have to bring that up as well. All right, so let me ask you this. After the President Nixon resigned, Gerald Ford, to heal the country, pardoned the president. And that cost him the election going down the road. I think a lot of people feel that Joe Biden is going to be a one-term president anyway, as he's taking the stage at age 78. But with the idea of impeachment, therefore, if it passed, preventing the President Trump from running again, do you think it's possible or even likely that Joe Biden would pardon Donald Trump?
Boy, at this point in time, it's very hard to see that, Sam. Very hard to see that. I mean, I think now it's pretty clear, and I know your viewers understand the term impeachment sometimes is used interchangeably with the process by which one is removed from office. Impeachment is one step in that process. And indeed, Andrew Johnson was impeached, Bill Clinton was impeached, but it's the second stage, the vote in the Senate, the conviction of the articles of impeachment. I think right now that there are votes in the House to impeach the president. I think that's going to occur. I do not at this point see the votes in the Senate to convict.
Although, you know, and we're taping this on the 13th of January. So for people who are watching, things may change by the time they get a chance to watch this. But it'll be interesting to see as more and more Republicans are moving away from Donald Trump, those numbers may change.
They could, Sam, but not to be argumentative. It requires 2/3. I just think that is highly unlikely. Is it theoretically possible? Yes, but I don't think so.
All right, so let's talk about you. When you ran in Nevada for state office, and then when you ran for Congress, for the United States Senate, you were considered a conservative Democrat. Are there still conservative Democrats?
Oh, sure. You bet. Well, Joe Manchin, of course, is probably the case in point. He represents a state, West Virginia, that overwhelmingly voted for Donald Trump, both in 2016 and 2020. No, I think that they're middle of the road Democrats. I think President-elect Biden, I wouldn't call him a conservative Democrat, but he certainly is a moderate. And what's happened, I think, in American politics, Republicans have shifted much further to the right. There are some notable exceptions, the Susan Collins, the Lisa Murkowskis, and others. And the Democrats have tended to move further to the left, the so-called progressive wing of the party. In my view, one of the great challenges that President-elect Biden will have is to manage the Democratic members of the House and the Senate. I mean, clearly there are people that would like to have him move much further to the left. My own judgment, having served with him for the 12 years that I was in the Senate, is that his instincts are more in the political center. And that's where I think the country needs to move, that the two extremes need to move, hopefully, closer to the center so that the debate on policy issues, which is legitimate, can be at least conducted in a more rational form.
You know, it's interesting to watch the elections in one way, because it seemed that the public, through their votes, even though they voted for President Biden, the Democrats lost ground in both the Senate, in the House. And so it seemed like some of the more extreme positions, the Green New Deal, for example, were not what the majority of people in this country were looking for.
I think that's right, Sam. It seems to me, just listening, you know, from the peanut gallery, it strikes me that a couple of the issues that gave members of the Republicans in Congress were the issues of defunding the police. The American people are not in favor of defunding the police. Having said that, police reform is necessary. It is pretty clear that in many police departments throughout the country, the relationship between the police department and the African-American community is bad and needs to be improved, and that process is legitimate. My only response is defunding is not. The cry of socialism, in effect, with many people in America, particularly in Florida, where so many of those folks have come from Cuba and places in South America, where socialism does not conjure up the image of Denmark and Sweden and Norway, but some of the violent and repressive regimes in that part of the world. I think that hurt Democrats. And I think the conduct of the law enforcement agencies in Portland were highly critical. There was no justification for the attack on the Mark Hatfield courthouse and throwing bombs at the police. That needs to be criticized as much as any of the more horrendous acts that some on the political right have committed. I think Democrats were very, very reluctant to speak out against that. And the president got some traction, it seems to me, that in the political campaign by arguing that, you know, Democrats really were not supportive of law and order. Kind of ironical in light of what his conduct unleashed last week.
To say the least. Okay, let's take another break. We'll be right back with Senator Richard Bryan after this timeout.
Get in on the action at the Tamarack Casino and win your share of $100,000 guaranteed. Now through February 27th, plus 5 times points every Friday. $100,000 guaranteed at Tamarack Casino. Your good times are at Tamarack.
Enjoy exceptional value and a comfortable atmosphere at Reno's newest steakhouse, Nevada Steak.
Ooh, your good times at Tamarack.
Your good times are at Tamarack Casino.
Dimitri Prine here for Design Outdoor. Come visit Design Outdoor's store and backyard to see our wide selection of fire pits, barbecues, and pizza ovens. natural stone water features and fountains, and frostproof pottery. Our store and backyard are located at 11600 South Virginia, just north of DeMonte Ranch Parkway. Visit designoutdoor.com or call us at 851-9499.
One of the most psychologically damaging things parents can do to children in divorce is disparage one another, which is why I can't believe I even have to make this commercial. Half of your kids' genetics come from this person you're spewing hate about. Your children have the right to love you both, but more than that, they deserve to love themselves.
Marilyn York might be a men's rights divorce attorney, but this is for every selfish parent. Shut up.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with former United States Senator Richard Bryan. There was an interesting conversation on 60 Minutes this week between Leslie Stahl and Speaker Pelosi, where she pointed out that Speaker Pelosi is 80, that Steny Hoyer is 81, and James Clyburn is 80. Are we at a point where, you know, is it okay, and because you're up in the same bracket, is it okay to have these leaders, you know? Well, but I think, you know, look, you are a very intelligent, cognizant person who is well in control of your faculties and is hired by all kinds of leading organizations to represent them. There is no loss in your brain power. But do you have concerns about leadership being of that age and without appearing to have a younger generation coming up to take those leadership positions? Does that concern you?
I think it's a legitimate issue. You're quite right. The leadership, you know, particularly in the House, less so in the Senate, clearly represents a different generation. And there's going to be a change, obviously. The clock is going to make that happen. Who the successors are, I think, is an open question. Clearly, there is an energy on the left within the Democratic Party. You saw that during the presidential campaign, and it's still there. Who survives and emerges as the new leadership in the House, particularly, and to some extent in the Senate in a few years, I think that's an open question at this point. My gut sense is that the American people are still, by and large, in the political center. Now, that political center kind of moves to the left, moves to the right, depending upon the circumstances. The Reagan years are certainly an example where clearly the political spectrum moved to the right, but not to the extent that we've seen some of the craziness in the past few years. But that's an open question, and there'll be a big fight within the Democratic Party. We're going to see something similar, not necessarily based on age, but those who are diehard Trump supporters who think that is what we ought to do, and those who believe that they ought to move on, that the Trump legacy is not a positive one for the Republican Party. That's my view as a Democrat, but obviously the Republicans will have to work that out themselves. But the president does not leave a legacy that there's much to talk about that's favorable.
As you know, Senator, money is what drives politics in the United States. As Donald Trump falls into disfavor with Wall Street and financial backers, does this take away a big chunk of his power?
Well, there's no question that money plays a role in politics. Today, it plays an even larger role. I mean, the amount of money that's raised in these political races is just astounding. Obviously, the Supreme Court has changed the rules to some extent to make all of that the so-called dark money that comes in. I personally, dating back to the time when I was in office, I favored limitations on campaign expenditures. The court struck that down as a violation of a protected free speech under the First Amendment, but money does play a role. But today, when you take a look at where so many of these members of Congress have raised money, I mean, the internet was not operative when I was in public life. And so there are other channels and avenues to raise money. Clearly, Wall Street and some of the major corporations in America are major players in terms of political contribution, but I'm not sure it's as great as people may believe it is. It's important, don't misunderstand me, but there's other mechanisms. you look at the campaign contributions as it's been reported by Senator Josh Hawley from Missouri, one of the leaders of the, in my view, the outrageous conduct of January 6th, and a relatively small percentage of his overall contributions came from, you know, corporate contributions. Now, there are individuals. The late Sheldon Adelson, who passed away just yesterday, is a good example of that. Sheldon, I think, probably put in maybe $200 million or more. That's big money. But he is an individual with enormous wealth, and there are others who have enormous wealth that can contribute to enormous amounts of money. But money still plays a big part of the game, but I don't think the individual corporate contributions that are limited in the amount that I say the individual corporate, the PAC contributions, corporate contributions are not allowed at the federal level. But the individual PAC, I don't think that they're going to have as big an impact as a lot of people think.
And that's where we have to leave it. Senator, it is always a delight to be with you. Thank you so much. And we hope to talk to you soon.
Good. Thank you so much, Sam. Enjoyed the conversation. Always, always good to talk with you and hear what you have to say. Good luck to you.
I think it's more important what you say, Senator. Thank you, sir. And we'll be right back.
Brian Culpa Photography was born in the rolling hills of Massachusetts. And now he can help you experience the stunning beauty of Nevada in a whole new way through the power of flight. Flying has always been a passion for Brian, and at Brian Culpa Photography, he can make your imagination soar. Brian has the creative mind and tools to tell your unique story. Experience the bird's eye view at brianculpaphotography.com.
Penny! Dad? Are you learning? This place is great.
Huh?
You gotta try this. Wow! This stuff is great! People are gonna love it!
Yes. Yes, they were.
As you know, Reno is booming. Tolls Development Company is helping it grow with insightful design and development. Building community with every project, adding beauty, adding excitement, emphasizing our shared humanity. Reno is becoming bigger. Tolls Development is helping it become better, more livable, more enjoyable. To learn more, go to tollsdevelopment.com. Tollsdevelopment.com.
Pro Group Management specializes in providing industries with the necessary components to satisfy and exceed workers' comp requirements. Every business has unique needs and specific regulations. Pro Group Management stays ahead of the curve, providing up-to-date services to keep your industry in top form. Discover how we simplify your tasks, improve efficiency, and reduce expense to keep you moving in a positive direction. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you.
You can now watch Nevada Newsmakers on YouTube. Just go to YouTube and search for Nevada Newsmakers and become a subscriber. We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.